Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
Lee, we got somebody with us that is no stranger to the Business Radio X microphone with Southern Company in Atlanta. She's also the GWBC chair. Please join me in welcoming back Miss Deborah Mackins. How are you?
I'm doing incredibly well. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. We're delighted to have you on the show. And you have in tow with you, also with Southern Company, Miss Glenda Thomas. Hello there.
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
Well, Deborah, before we get too far into things, tell us about Southern Company and why it's important for them to be involved with GWBC.
Absolutely. I probably should defer this to Glenda, but I'm going to take just a moment or two to share my thoughts. And then, Glenda, I'd like you to chime in. So for Southern Company, we are citizens wherever we serve, and that means being active and a part of the community. So women, business owners, minority, small and diverse, we meet some incredible companies through several advocacy groups, and GWBC, the Greater Women's Business Council, is one of those organizations. We actually have several women business owners that are part of this organization, and we meet these companies, functions such as Pop Marketplace, Pop 2, Lace Awards, Top Corporations. So this is a great start for not only learning more about GWBC and getting certified, but also meeting corporates such as Southern Company that we're currently, you know, we have projects that we're working on, and we've met a lot of fantastic companies from this event, just one of many.
So, Glenda, you're visiting us from Birmingham, right?
Yes.
So how's Atlanta been for you? Enjoying your stay?
I love Atlanta. So I started here at Georgia Power 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Southern Company has a rich heritage. We were the first utility to volunteer to have a supply diversity program. We've been a long-standing founding member of GWBC. So I always love coming to Atlanta. Great people, great food. I always meet great suppliers. What Southern Company looks for is to make sure that we have a strong ecosystem of diverse suppliers. And we want to make sure that our supplier base matches what our customer base is. So we're always looking to develop, grow, and make them as large as we are for the utility industry. So we're just excited to be here. GWBC is one of my favorite organizations. I serve on the other council that's out of New Orleans for the other part of the Southeast. But GWBC, the Pop Marketplace, has been successful today. I've met about 20 different companies that we're going to take back.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So that's
fantastic.
That's an efficient use of your time, huh?
Yes, very good return on investment.
That's right. So now, any advice for the woman business owner that's out there that hasn't joined yet? Like, what would you recommend for them to get involved in a group like this, and why it would benefit their business?
Definitely join. I met two ladies today that I said, hey, you need to sign up. And it's because you need to have a camaraderie, a group of women who can help you grow your business. Everybody goes through different stages of their business, whether you're just starting, maturity, you're growing your business, you go down business. But we want to make sure that you have somebody that can help support you and put programs in place so that you can be sustainable and leave a legacy, not only for your family, but for the community that we live in. It's really important that we sustain our economy.
Now, is this something that for you personally, when you see these, maybe the supplier, the small supplier that just got involved and you see them grow and you see them then start working with Southern Company, it's the real impact with them personally and their family, their community. It really is one of those things that it makes a difference.
I will tell anybody, it's a thankless job until our suppliers and me and Deb talk about this all the time. When they get that opportunity and when they grow, they're able to get into a bigger building. Mm-hmm. They're able to make a significant contribution back to our community. It's a joy that we just can't explain. I don't have kids, but it's almost like having a kid.
Right. Well, you would think because you're rooting for them, right? You want them to be successful, and then they rise to the occasion, and then you know that you helped a little bit, and that's makes a difference. It's meaningful.
Well, and this is like the third or fourth time that someone has talked about how it comes back full circle, and then they continue to contribute to the ecosystem. They lend a helping hand and bring other people into the fold. It's a value system, a mindset that just continues to permeate, doesn't it?
It does. Deb does a great job, and I want her to talk about it as the GWBC chair, the chair lady, and we're hosting a national conference next year. Deb does an excellent job at mentoring and growing companies, and she makes them a part of her family. And Deb, talk about how you really make it happen, because you're the lady to make it happen, chair lady.
I like that. Chair lady, make it happen. If I may, I'd like to share a success story.
Yeah, please. Absolutely.
I believe it's a great success story. There's a company that I've known for several years. Took them a few years to get into the family of a Southern company, but they did take advantage of some of our mentoring programs. We also have some wonderful mentoring programs, and it helped this company to become the president of the company become a better business owner, better employer. And this was a minority business, and when he first came, started his first project with Georgia Power in 2017, he had 40 employees. Fast forward to 2019, he sent me a text. See, suppliers have my phone number, my cell phone. They call me and just up. That's part of the family, right? And he sent me a text. Deborah, we're up to 125 employees.
Wow.
And they just opened a new brick and mortar business for their equipment and signage. They're able to offer all of their employees full benefits, which is something they weren't able to do in 2017. So for me, that's just exciting to know that. And it's not a Deborah thing. We have a lot of talent, a lot of people at Georgia Power and Southern Company that take on mentoring. So it takes a village, as they say. It takes a village. So just being a part of this company's growth, gosh, in 2 years, they've tripled. It's exciting.
And that's great from, you know, you're going to work every day for a mega company, a large company, and you're seeing the impact that your company is having. It makes you proud to be part of your organization. It's showing that my company really is trying to do the right thing and trying to help people. And you're seeing the results where this person, their life has changed. I mean, it's literally changed, and it's impacted 120 something people. I mean, that's amazing. That's, you know, when they say like you throw the rock in the lake and the ripples, like you're seeing the ripples.
Yes, absolutely.
I really enjoy that Georgia Power, Southern Company, we take on as advocates, not just the diversity group, all across, permeates through the organization, mm-hmm. that everybody's an advocate to grow our own. Instead of having things come from other places, we really want to grow suppliers in our space, whether it's manufacturing, distributor, whatever services. So you asked the question about the new person that wants to join. You need an advocate. You need somebody mm-hmm. to speak up when you're not in the room. Who's wearing your T-shirt to really grow you and grow our communities?
Right. And it's one thing to say, okay, yeah, we do this. But it's another thing to put political capital on the line and say, you know what? Mary mm-hmm. is who you got to talk to. Let's get her in the loop here and let's make this happen. And let's coach her up and make sure she's ready for this opportunity.
You know, another thing that's important, not only in reference to GWBC, the Greater Women's Business Council, getting certified, but beyond that, get engaged. I think I had four or five business owners that I spoke with today, and I asked them, are you involved in a committee? You're not. Oh, follow me. And I signed mm-hmm. several people up
right.
instantly in a committee, because that's really where the rubber meets the road. You can get certified, you can come to these wonderful events, but get engaged, work along other women business owners, other corporations, start to develop those relationships. People do business with people they know, people they trust, and people they like. So get engaged, get certified, or if you're a corporation and you're not a member of GWBC, why aren't you here? Why are you not a member? Get certified, WBE, get become a member of GWBC if you're a corporate, and everybody get engaged.
Right. You have to be involved. This isn't something you just sign up for, write a check, and expect results. Or it's not going to work like this. You have to be involved. You have to show up. You have to do the work. You have to prove yourself to everybody in the room here to show that you are who you say you are. And it's like you said, people do business with people they like, trust, and know. And you can't do that by just being in a directory. Like, that's not going to get it done.
One more thing, I always tell everybody, I challenge all weebies is to do business with each other.
Right.
Because I look and see how are you purchasing when I'm looking at to say, hey, what are you putting back into your community?
That's right.
And so that is a challenge that I put by from others.
Right. Walk the walk, right? You can't just say that you're doing this. What
we
are you really
see it.
Actions?
Yes.
So now, for the people that aren't familiar with GWBC Pop, how do you attack an event like this?
Prepare. Look at your big corporations that's going to be there. Register on their sites before you get there so that you don't have to hear that spiel. Go register. I'm already registered.
Right, I already did that. System. I'm proactive. That talks about your character. That talks about how you operate your business, right?
Yes. Look at kind of what they're buying and know what your niche is and sell that. Mm-hmm. So I was going around messing with some of the corporates saying, hey, what staffing needs? Oh, we don't have staffing. I said, I'm your resource management professional. I can be your strategic partner. And so come up with some things that would capture their eyes and give some information and set up meetings.
Set up meetings. So you would come in here with kind of, you already done your research, you already know who's here, and then strategically go about meeting them and setting up meetings to follow up.
Yes. You can only get so much in 5 to 10 minutes, mm-hmm. but to really make that impact, to make that sale, even if I'm a customer, to grow your business, you need a follow-up meeting. So go ahead and be bold, ask for it, get it on the books, and then prepare for the next stage.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for your participation, and thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a few with GWBC Radio.